कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा वन चारी जमुना तीरा वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nittai Gaur Haribol, 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 Haribol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hare Hare Jayom Vishnupad Paramhansa Paribrajakacharjo Ashtottarashato Shri Srimad Abhay Charanaru Vindo Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupad Ki Jai Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharjo Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवाशादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जाय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जाय श्री वृंदावन धाम की जाय श्री मथुरा धाम की जाय श्री जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम की जाय श्री मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जाय गंगा माई की जाय जमुना माई की जाय भक्ति देवी की जाय तुलसी महारानी की जाय हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जाय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जाय समवेतो भक्त वृंद की जाय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Adishatarine Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 25 द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ किंग पुरंजन टेक्स्ट 33 ना विदामा वयम् सम्यक् कर्तारं पुरुषर्षभ आत्मनश्च परस्यापि गोत्रं नाम च यत्कृतम् नाविदाम वयम् सम्यक् कर्तारं पुरुषर्षभ आत्मानश्च परस्यापि गोत्रं नाम च यत्कृतम् नाविदाम वयम् सम्यक् कर्तारं पुरुषर्षभ आत्मनश्च परस्यापि गोत्रं नाम च यत्कृतम् नाविदाम वयम् सम्यक् कर्तारं पुरुषर्षभ आत्मनश्च परस्यापि गोत्रं नाम च यत्कृतम् नाविदाम वयम् सम्यक् कर्तारं पुरुषर्षभ आत्मनश्च परस्यापि गोत्रं नाम च यत्कृतम् वयम् सम्यक् Matajis. Na, do not. Vidama, no. Vayam, I. Samyak, perfectly. Kartaram, maker. Purusha Rishabha, O best of human beings. Atmanaha, of myself. Cha, and Parasya, of others, api, also, Gotram, family history, Nama, name, Cha, and Jatkritam, which has been made by whom? Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The girl said, O best of human beings, I do not know who has begotten me. I cannot speak to you perfectly about this, nor do I know the names or the origin of the associates with me. Please repeat after me. The girl said, O best of human beings, I do not know who has begotten me. I cannot speak to you perfectly about this, nor do I know the names or the origin of the associates with me. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The living entity is ignorant of his origin. He does not know why this material world was created, why others are working in the material world, and what is the ultimate source of this manifestation is. No one knows the answers to these questions, and this is called ignorance. By researching into the origin of life, important scientists are finding some chemical compositions or cellular combinations. But actually, no one knows the original source of life within this material world. The phrase Brahma Jigyasa is used to indicate an inquisitiveness to know the original source of our existence in this material world. No philosopher, scientist, or politician actually know where from we have come, why we are here, struggling so hard for existence, and where we will go. Generally, people are of the opinion that we are all here accidentally, and that as soon as these bodies are finished, all our dramatic activities will be finished and we will become zero. Such scientists and philosophers are impersonalists and voidists. In this verse, the girl is expressing the actual position of the living entity. She cannot tell Puranjana her father's name because she doesn't know from where she has come, nor does she know why she is present in that place. She frankly says that she does not know anything about all this. This is the position of the living entity in the material world. There are so many scientists, philosophers, and big leaders, but they do not know where from they have come, nor do they know why they are busy within this material world to obtain a position of so-called happiness. In this material world, we have many nice facilities for living, but we are so foolish that we do not ask who has made this world habitable for us and has arranged it so nicely. Everything is functioning in order, but people foolishly think that they are produced by chance in this material world and that after death they'll become zero. They think that this beautiful place of habitation will automatically remain. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chukshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupang Sagrajatang Sahagana रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदान सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे न विदामो वयं सम्यक् कर्तारं पुरुषर्षभ आत्मनश्च परस्यापि गोत्रं नाम च यत्कृतम् द गर्ल सेड ओ बेस्ट ऑफ ह्यूमन बीइंग्स आई डू नॉट नो हु हैज बिगॉटन मी आई कैनॉट स्पीक टू यू परफेक्टली अबाउट दिस नॉट डू आई नो द नेम्स और द ओरिजिन ऑफ द एसोसिएट्स विथ मी सो दिस इज द स्टोरी ऑफ किंग पुरंजना King Puranjana is the living entity. The living entity is traveling in this material nature, transmigrating from one body to another. And in course of his journey, sometimes he is going up and sometimes he is going down. Sometimes he is going up to the higher planetary systems where he has wonderful facilities for sense gratification, and sometimes he is going down to the lower planetary system where also they have sense gratification, but they are subterranean planets. That sense gratification is there, but of a different kind. So in the material nature, living entity is transmigrating from one body to another body and he is trying to enjoy. Brahmayan sarvabhutani jantra ruhani mayaya. Mayaya, by the arrangement of the external energy of the Lord, maya. Brahmayan, he is traveling. Sarvabhutani, all the living entities, jantra ruhani, riding in a machine. Jantra, riding in a vehicle. What is the vehicle? This body is the vehicle. And sometimes we are getting a body, superior type of body, providing higher facilities of enjoyment. And sometimes we are getting a body which is subject to various kinds of suffering conditions. So that is the condition of a living entity in this material nature. So Puranjan was traveling, and in course of his travel, Puranjan came to a very special place, the land of Bharatvarsha. On the northern part is the Himalayan mountain, and it ends in the southern part in the saltwater ocean. And in this land of Bharatvarsha, he got a very special type of body. That body is the human body. And in course of his travel, he came across the queen of that land. And this discussion is taking place between that queen. Who is the queen? The queen is intelligence. And here she is admitting, the material intelligence, she is admitting that she doesn't know what's her origin. And nor does she know the origin of her other associates. Who are other associates? Of intelligence, mind, ten senses, then the life air, the five kinds of air, which is in the form of a snake, a five-hooded snake protecting the land, protecting the kingdom, protecting the body. All the functions of the body is taking place due to the activities of these five airs. Pran, apan, saman, van and udan. All the functioning of the body, starting from the respiratory system to evacuation system, all the functioning, nervous system, digestive system, all these are actually being controlled by different types of airs. Pran, apan, saman, vyan and udan. And this snake is very expert in protecting the city. But eventually we will see that how when Kalajavana, the death personified Jamraj, attacked, then what happened? Everything fell apart. The city of nine gates, this human body was devastated. The five heirs who were protecting the body so nicely had to succumb to the onslaught of Kalajavana. And especially when Kalakanya embraced Puranjana. Kalakanya, the time in the form of a beautiful woman, embraced him. And the result is, he became devoid of all his strength. Although Puranjana was very powerful, especially surrounded by all his associates, heading with the queen, headed by the queen or intelligence. When Kalakanya embraced him, he lost all his strength. He was completely helpless. And then Javanraj, Jamraj and his associates took over. The spirit soul is now taken away. Puranjan is taken away. Anyway, that is, I don't want to get into that. The point, today's purport, Kalakanya is, queen, is admitting that Nate Bidama, I do not know. Bayam, us, about our Sammak Kartaram Purusharshava. Purusharshava, he is addressing him, Puranjan, as the best of human beings. Purusha Rishabha, the best of the human beings. Atmanascha, of myself, parasyapi, of others. I am surrounded by my associates, but I do not know where you all came from. And Prabhupada is elaborating on that point, that in the material nature, everyone is in ignorance of his origin. Nobody knows in this material nature about his origin. And that's why the material nature is known as the place of ignorance. It has been identified as avidya. It has been identified as tamasaha, the dark place of darkness, place of ignorance, place of illusion. Where everyone is bewildered. All the way up to Brahma, we can see when Brahma was born, when Brahma appeared, although he directly appeared from the navel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The first created being in the universe came directly from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he himself didn't know where he came from. He began to wonder. Brahma's situation was like, he woke up and he found that he is at a strange place and he didn't have any recollection of where he came from. He didn't have any recollection of his past. As a human beings, they're born in ignorance. When they're born, they don't have any knowledge whatsoever. Even the material knowledge, they have to acquire the knowledge gradually through their sense perceptions and experiences. They gradually develop their knowledge. We all have. Like when we are born, we are in total ignorance. But Brahma, at least when he woke, he appeared, and as if he just woke up at a strange place, and he did not have any understanding, any recollection of who he was. He saw himself sitting on a lotus. He saw that the lotus is situated on the Garbha ocean. And nobody was around. It was just him alone sitting on a lotus. And he didn't have any idea who he was, where he came from, and what he was supposed to do. And because he is Brahma, he could immediately get into action. He tried to figure out, let me find out. If I climb down the stem of this lotus, then probably I'll get to know where I came from. But in spite of a long, long endeavor climbing down, he could not find out where his origin was. And Bhagavatam described, he came very close to the navel of the Lord, his origin. But still, he could not understand. Why? Because with the material senses, we cannot perceive the spiritual reality. Unless and until our senses are spiritualized, we will not be able to perceive the spiritual reality. The spiritual reality is not perceivable by our material senses. That applies even for Brahma. And then Brahma was instructed from within by the Lord. Within and without also. From without, the indication, the direction came from the splashing of the waves on the Garbha ocean, creating a sound, tapaha, tapaha, as the waves splashed against each other. And that kind of inspired, prachodayat, inspired Brahma from within. Let me meditate. So then Brahma meditated. That means he withdrew his senses, projected it internally. And the Lord also very mercifully gave him the Gayatri. Tene brahmarida adikavaye muihanti japsurayaha. The Lord himself gave the Gayatri mantra to him by playing his flute. So Brahma meditated on the Gayatri. And as a result of that, Brahma achieved his spiritual perfection. Brahma saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vriksha. He saw the spiritual sky. It's a beautiful place. The land there is made of chintamani. It's a forest, but the trees there are kalpavriksha, desire trees. And surabhir abhipalayantam. There are many, many cows. The Lord is tending those cows, and all those cows are surabhi cows. And there are many, many damsels who are serving him. And who are those damsels? They are Lakshmi. Lakshmi sahasra sata sambrahma sevamanam. And he saw the Lord. Venung kananta maravinda dalaya taksham barhavatam samasitam buddhasundarangam kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham. That is how Brahma saw. After he achieved his spiritual perfection with his spiritualized senses, He saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is playing a flute, Venum Kanantam. His eyes are Aravinda Dalaya Taksham, wide as beautiful as lotus petals. And his form is so beautiful that millions of cupids are enchanted by his beauty. So that is the way to perceive the spiritual reality. Also, Prabhupada explains that how the spiritual reality is perceived in different phases. Brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdate. This Bhagavan realization, Bhagavan perception is the ultimate. The preliminary perception is Brahma Jyoti. Through jnana, one sees the Brahma Jyoti. Through jnana, through the endeavor of knowledge, through the intellectual endeavor, one can see only the bodily effulgence, the blinding bodily effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It blinds one. Just like from darkness, when one goes to broad daylight, all of a sudden, if a man is in a dark room for many, many days, and then all of a sudden he is made to look at the sun, what will happen? He'll just get blinded. So that's what happens to the jnanis. They just see the light and they become blind. They can't go any further. But the yogis, by meditating at the core of their hearts, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, see him as the Super Soul, Paramatmeti. But through devotion, when one develops a loving relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he sees him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta, who resides in Golok Vrindavan. So one can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead provided he follows the proper process. And we are very fortunate that Srila Prabhupada, that we came across Srila Prabhupada and his teachings. We came across ISKCON, through which the institution through which Srila Prabhupada has presented, made the arrangement for the whole world to receive this information, which is otherwise impossible to have. The most important criteria, the most important factor for receiving knowledge is a qualified teacher. Just books are not enough. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, all the scriptures have been there. Many of us even read them many a times. But what was the understanding? Didn't understand anything. And we realized that when you came across Srila Prabhupada. When you came across Srila Prabhupada, everything became crystal clear. Many of us grew up with Ramayana and Mahabharata stories. But through Ramayana and Mahabharata, what do we find? What is the destination? We find that the sages are performing austerities for thousands of years to be elevated to heavenly planet. Mahabharata is not going beyond that. Ramayana is not going beyond that. Just heavenly planets. Sarabhanga Rishi performed such austerities. Ramchandra came and saw him, met him. Sarabhanga was waiting for Ramchandra to come. And when Ramchandra came, when he was in exile in the forest, then he saw that there was a chariot and there was somebody in that chariot. And as soon as Ramchandra came, he just disappeared. So Ramchandra asked, pastimes, he asked who that was. Sarabhanga said that was Indra. He came to take me. to the heavenly planet. But I just wanted to wait for some time because I knew you are coming, so I wanted to have your darshan. So apparently we can see that this is the destination that has been described there is just a heavenly planet. Of course, between the lines you can see that. Although Mahabharata is not openly admitting that, the spiritual sky, but through Bhagavad Gita that becomes clear. Jad gatvana nivartante staddhamo paramangamo. But although we may have read Mahabharata, although we may have read Bhagavad Gita many times, but that didn't become clear. This understanding was not clear. That what is that region? Natat bhashayate surja na sasanka na pavaka. Where is that region? Didn't have any understanding. But when we read Prabhupada, Prabhupada pointed out that beyond this material nature, there is another reality. Prabhupada just made that point very, very clear. That our destination is not higher planetary systems. The Brahmanda, this universe, is within the material nature. And in this universe, there are seven higher planetary systems and seven lower planetary systems. And in the higher planetary systems, we can have superior material comforts, superior material enjoyment. But, kshine punne martha lokang vishanti. One goes there by acquiring piety, and when the piety is exhausted, martha lokang vishanti, he falls down again in this material nature. In this world of birth and death, earth planet, lower region. In the heavenly planets, there is no death as such. There is no death in heavenly planets, but there is consideration of falling down from heavenly planet. As it has been described in Bhagavad Gita, kshine punne martya lokam vishanti. The same point also has been made in Mahabharata. One sage, the chariot came from the Swarga Loka to take him to the heavenly planet, to Swarga Loka. Then when he was told that the chariot has come, that he has come to take him there, then to Swarga Loka, his question was, tell me about Swarga Loka, what's so special about that place? So the messenger who came on behalf of Indra said, Swarga Loka is, he started to describe, the Swarga Loka is so full of wonderful material facilities for enjoyment. There are beautiful apsaras at their beck and call. There is no old age or disease, and there they can drink nectar, which gives them unlimited energy, unlimited strength, and there are beautiful flowers, gardens, where the flowers never wither. Parijata flowers, they don't wither. And in this way he just kept on describing the beauty of the heavenly planet. Then he said, fine, you told me about the qualities of heavenly planet. Now tell me if there is any disqualification. And then he started to describe, yes, you see, when the piety, when one enjoys in the heavenly planet, in exchange of that enjoyment, his piety is deducted. One enjoys there and piety gets minus. Just like you go to some place with money in your pocket and as you enjoy, you have to pay. In heavenly planets, you pay through your piety, through your punna. And when the punna becomes exhausted, then all of a sudden, he falls down to this earth planet, the place of birth and death, mrityu loka, the place of death. So after hearing that, he said, I don't want to go there. If someday I have to come back again, then what's the point in going there? Rather, I will go to some place where, from where I never have to come back again. So that shows that he was an intelligent person. Now, like we can consider that we have been very fortunate to have that information first hand from Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada actually made it very, very clear the destination, ultimate destination is not higher planetary system. And Prabhupada very graphically described it. It's like in a prison house, you get promoted into becoming a first class prisoner. What's the big deal about becoming a first class prisoner? You're already in the prison house. First class prisoner, second class prisoner, third class prisoner, fifth class prisoner. You are in the prison. In the first class prison, you may have some facilities, but is that a desirable destination? No. So the thing is, the goal of life is to get out of this material nature. Systematically, these points have been very, very precisely defined. Like through Sankha philosophy, this has been defined. Sankha analyzes the material nature through 24 considerations. Goes all the way up to Mahatattva. Five elements of the creation, Pancha Mahabhut, Panchendriya, Pancha Karmendriya, then Pancha Vishaya, five kinds of objects of the senses, 20, then mind, intelligence, false ego, then Mahatattva. The whole material nature has been analyzed. The Sankha, the goal of Sankha is not just to analyze the material nature. The goal of Sankha is to transcend the material nature. That's what Sankha is doing. After 24 considerations they're considering, they are all subjective. I'm sorry, they are all objective by nature. But the objects cannot exist without the subject. So what's the subject? The subject is I. I am here, that's why the material nature is here. So everything is dependent upon my existence here. So I. So where is that I? Where does that I come from? Obviously the I did not come from the material nature. The soul came from another reality. So the 25th consideration of Sankha is Jivatma. And then 26th consideration is Paramatma or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna presents the Sankha philosophy in a very, very concise form in Bhagavad Gita. The same point Krishna is making. Bhumi rapo analo bayu khang mano buddhi revacha ahankara ityangme bhinna prakritir ashtadha. Sankha philosophy analyzes it with 24 considerations. Krishna did it only with 8 considerations. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and false ego. Bhinna prakritir ashtadha. But then Krishna makes the point. Aparaya mitastannam. This nature is inferior. This material nature consisting of 8 elements, 8 objects, 8 considerations, is apara. Apara. Inferior. But prakritiṁ viddhi me param. Know it well that there is another reality beyond this inferior material nature, which is my superior energy, my superior nature, and jiva bhutang mahabaho jajedang dharjate jagat. The jiva bhutang, the living entities, are coming from that superior nature, and they are jajedang dharjate jagat. They are sustaining this material nature, and they are exploiting this material nature. And Prabhupada makes the point even more simply. Prabhupada is making the point that around us we see two types of objects. One is inert matter and the other is living being. In this room we can see some objects are inert, like this microphone, this table, this seat, the floor, the walls, the pillars. They are all made of inferior, rather they are inert matter. But are we inert? We are living. Although our bodies are made of matter, but these bodies are living bodies. Now, what causes the body to be alive? What causes some bodies to be alive? And that is the question. Prabhupada made that point when he went to MIT in Boston. They very proudly, they showed different departments of the institute, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. And at the end of the tour, Prabhupada asked, where is the department that discriminates between a dead body and a living body? Studies the difference between a dead body and a living body. So that is the subject that Prabhupada came to teach us. And we are very fortunate that we have been exposed to that teaching. This this verse, although it is saying that she did not know where she come from, what was her origin. But actually we can say we are very fortunate to know, we are very fortunate that we know where we came from. And that is Prabhupada's mercy. That is our good fortune. We know where we came from. We know that the spirit soul came from the spiritual sky. The spirit soul is a part and parcel of Krishna. And therefore, a spirit soul, as a spirit soul, we must develop our relationship with Krishna, because the existence of the whole, existence of the part, is in its perfection or the utility of the existence of a part lies in its connection with the whole. Srila Prabhupada again makes that point very simply. This little finger is a part of my body. And as a part of this body, this little finger is so important. But if the little finger is cut off and it's lying on the floor, will this finger have any value? No. So the utility or the value of the finger lies in its connection with the whole body. When it is a part of this body, it's so important. But when it's separated from the body, it's meaningless. It's useless. Now the question is, how can a part become connected to the whole? Here also Prabhupada gives a very wonderful example. A tree has many, many innumerable leaves. But each single leaf is connected to the tree for what? Because that leaf is doing something for the tree, for the sake of the tree. It's transforming the food into energy for the tree. With the rays of the sun, with the medium of the chlorophyll. Now when the leaf stops to serve the tree, what happens? It falls out of the tree. So what is the link? What is the criteria that makes a part become connected to the whole? What makes that link? Service. So if we are separated from Krishna today, why? Because we stopped to serve Him. Now if we want to re-establish our connection with Krishna, then we simply have to start to serve Him. If that leaf that has fallen out of the tree, somehow or other, it can be reconnected, it can begin to serve the tree again. A leaf cannot do that, but we can. That is a prerogative that we have. A leaf that has fallen out of the tree cannot become reconnected to the tree. But we, the living entities, as parts and parcels of Krishna, have the prerogative. It is up to our own volition, up to our own desire, up to our own will. If we want to serve Krishna, we can serve Krishna, and by serving Krishna, we can become connected to Krishna. And this is the advantage of coming across a right teacher. What does a good teacher do? The good teacher makes the subject very simple. And that's what Prabhupada did for us. Although we are all dull-headed, you know, products of Kali Yuga, but by Prabhupada's mercy, this very complex knowledge that Nate Vidu Suragana Prabhavarcha Maharshaya. Even the Suras, the demigods, do not understand this topic. Maharshaya, the great sages, Maharishis, they cannot understand. But this has been so easily understood. This has been so easily conceived simply by Srila Prabhupada's mercy. And now it's up to us how we are going to utilize this knowledge. How we are going to practically apply this knowledge in our own life. Theoretical understanding is important, but theoretical understanding is not everything. The ultimate culmination of knowledge in its proper application. And that there comes the sadhana bhakti. We have to practice. That's why we all are here, practicing. And we know that if we properly practice this process, someday we'll achieve perfection. No doubt about that. When? Doesn't matter. But let's keep on practicing, because when we practice, the process is so wonderful. Again, Prabhupada made another point here, that for us it doesn't really matter whether we are here or in the spiritual sky. Because when you go to spiritual sky, what will you do? If we become elevated to spiritual sky now, what will you do there? We'll be doing whatever we are doing now. So what's the difference? Therefore, for a devotee, he's perfectly situated wherever he is. But what really matters is the mercy of a pure devotee of the Lord. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari. Does anybody have any question? Yes. Devakinandan Prabhu? Yeah, Bhakti Rupa Prabhu. Yeah.
Another, I can understand here this in translation. The girl said, "Oh, based on human being, I do not know who has begotten me." And in Prabhupada, Prabhupada said, "The living entity is ignorant of his origin." So here in this whole thing, living entity is the Puranjan and the girl is intelligent. So now here Prabhupada said the living entity is ignorant of his origin. So can you...
Prabhupada is actually, you know, although here this girl, this particular person, aspect is the intelligence which will be cleared afterwards. But Prabhupada is taking the condition of a living entity in the material nature. And in the purport he is explaining that. So Prabhupada is not really going into that, you know, the intelligence aspect of it. I mean, Prabhupada is pointing out that in the material nature, nobody, she actually makes the point, and others, me and others. So that others can include not only her associates, the others can also include the living entity. Yes, Bhakti Rupa Prabhu.
Living entity approaches the intelligence to try to find out what is his origin, and the intelligence comes up with nothing.
Yeah, that's also. Right?
So isn't that what's going on here in this story? Anyway, question, you very nicely presented this description of Svargaloka. It seems that Svargaloka is a big, big devious conspiracy to detract those who are, you know, able to,
those who did not come in contact with a bona fide spiritual master.
Yeah. So these messengers that are coming to take the people to Svargaloka, do they know that they're part of a conspiracy, or are they just employees?
No, they're also bewildered. Like, for example, when Indra sees that someone is performing great austerities or somebody is performing ashwamedh yajna, he becomes concerned, he becomes worried that the person will come and take over my position. And he makes all kinds of devious arrangements to dissuade the person from doing that. Like he sends apsaras, or he makes different kinds of, steals the horses, like in case of Prithu Maharaj. Yeah. So he is also equally in ignorance. Indra and the demigods in heavenly planets are also in equal ignorance.
So they're it's not that they're intentionally cheating. They're actually out for their own good. They're just trying to keep their own position.
It's something, well, I mean, the thought that comes to my mind as an example, like there are big, you know, institutes of management. They are very sincerely teaching everybody how to be successful in the material nature, right? And at the end of the day, they don't really have the information, they don't have the knowledge. So they're sincerely trying to make people elevate into that position, thinking that that is the ultimate goal of life. So the residents of heavenly planets are also in a similar situation. They're thinking that elevation to the heavenly planet is the ultimate goal of life because they don't have proper information about the spiritual reality.
Even Indra.
You see, Indra is a devotee of some sort, but he's a karma mishra bhakta. He's not a shuddha bhakta. So, you know, meaning, he is still concerned about material enjoyment. And he thinks by rendering service to Krishna or acting as Krishna's agent or Vishnu's agent, he is going to have his desires fulfilled. He doesn't know the annabhilashita, fact of annabhilashita sunnam, jnana karmad anabritam. He is very much caught up with the karma aspect of existence. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. You said a good teacher presents the matter in a very simple way. So you presented us everything in a very simple way. Thank you for that.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Maharaj, you said that we are very fortunate that at least we know where we have come from. But the question is there now that a few people say that we have come from the spiritual sky, Vaikuntha. And there is another group of devotees who say that we have come from the body of Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu. So
yeah.
This understanding can be there that okay, we fell down and again when annihilation happens, we go back to the body of Mahavishnu and again come back. That is okay. But our original source is the body of Mahavishnu. That is what they say. And someone say that our original source is spiritual sky, Vaikuntha planet. So just still that confusion is there, ki where I have come from.
Okay, my immediate response to that will be, let's not waste our time. And it's actually Prabhupada's warning. Prabhupada told us emphatically, don't waste it. Because there was a time, during Prabhupada's time also, there was this consideration. Not exactly Mahavishnu, the consideration, the dilemma was whether the living entity comes from Krishna Loka or the living entity comes from Brahma Jyoti. And Prabhupada said, don't waste your time. Because you'll never understand where you came from, because the cause of your fall down is not in this material nature. Our cause of our fall down to this material nature or our origin is not the material nature. It is in the spiritual sky. Now, again, to go back to some simple answer that, when you asked the question, I recalled somebody once who was a big proponent of this theory, you know, that all jivas were never in the spiritual sky. The conditioned souls were never in the spiritual sky. And they are originating from the body of Mahavishnu. Then I just made a simple question to that person, that when a living entity goes back to Vaikuntha, Vrindavan, then who is his origin? You get the point? When you see, you are saying that the origin of a living entity is Mahavishnu. Now, if somebody goes back to can somebody go back to Golok Vrindavan from this situation? And he admitted yes. Then I said, when he goes back to Golok Vrindavan, then who is his origin? Then he himself admitted Shankarshan, Balaram. So, you know, it will depend, like where we are situated. Now we are in a condition stage. So let us deal with this situation where we are now. Where we came from, we won't be able to find out from this situation. Let us not consider where we came from. Rather, let us consider two factors. Where we are now and where should we go. Let's utilize our time to deal with these two things. Especially our present. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur's statement in this respect. Forget the past that sleeps. Never future dream at all. Live with the time that are with thee, and progress thee shall call. Live with the time that are with thee. That is with the time that is with you. That is the present. Let's deal with the present. That is the real progress. That is the real spiritual situation. Okay, I'll stop now. Thank you very much. Chal Krishna Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Prabhupada.